So you've been looking into some big market movers, Cisco, Apple, Amazon. You even dipped your toes into the crypto waters with Marathon Digital and Coinbase. That's awesome. But let's be honest, keeping up with all that can feel like trying to read a stock ticker during an earthquake.
Yeah, you could say that.
So to help us make sense of it all, you shared some really interesting analysis with me, and today we're going to unpack it together.
Okay, sounds good.
First up, tech.
Okay.
You've been looking at Cisco, Micron, AMD, and the one and only Apple.
Right.
What are these companies telling us about what's attracting those big institutional
Well,
investors?
it's not enough to just be a tech company these days, you know what I mean?
Right.
What's really interesting is how these companies each represent a different piece of the tech landscape and where it's headed.
Wow.
Like, take Cisco, for example. They're shifting away from just hardware and going all in on software and subscriptions.
Yeah, I remember when they were like the name in networking equipment.
Exactly. But now it's all about cloud computing and locking in those recurring revenue streams with software. That's the name of the game now.
Yeah.
It's more valuable than just selling one-off hardware.
Makes sense.
And that steady, reliable income stream. That's what institutional investors love.
They do love a good dividend, especially from a company like Cisco.
Absolutely.
But what about Micron? They're all about memory and storage,
Right.
which, let's be real, isn't exactly the most exciting corner of the tech world.
True. But you know what they say? Sometimes boring is beautiful, especially when it comes to investing.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Micron is in a prime position to capitalize on a sector that's only going to explode in the coming years. Data. Think about it. AI 5G, even your smart toaster that can reorder bread from the internet.
You're saying my toaster is going to make me rich?
Well, maybe not rich, but all of that requires massive amounts of data storage.
So Micron is like that quiet kid in the back of the class who's secretly a millionaire because they invested in hard drives instead of candy.
Exactly. Now, on the flip side, we've got AMD. Now, they are anything but boring. They're going head to head with giants like Intel, battling for market share with their Ryzen CPUs and Radeon GPUs.
Oh yeah, gamers are obsessed with those. I even managed to snag a Radeon graphics card last year, but is that really what's catching the eye of those big investors?
It's part of it for sure, but what's really turning heads is AMD's impressive growth, their aggressive approach to research and development, and that strategic acquisition of Xilinx. They're not just riding the wave, they're building the surfboard.
That's a great analogy.
And they're paddling into all sorts of new markets, like data centers, telecommunications, even automotive. This isn't just about gaming anymore.
Wow, talk about a diversified portfolio.
Right.
Speaking of giants, no tech conversation would be complete without mentioning Apple. It seems like they're always announcing some new sleek gadget, but in a world that's constantly changing, how is Apple staying relevant to these investors?
Well, Apple has two main things going for it that make them incredibly appealing to those big investors.
Okay, let's hear it.
First, their brand loyalty is legendary. People literally camp out for days to get their hands on the newest iPhone. I mean, come on.
It's true.
But even more importantly than that, they've created this incredible ecosystem of services. Apple Music, Apple TV, plus the App Store.
Right.
And all of that generates this continuous stream of revenue.
It's like the classic razor and blades model, but for the digital age, you buy the iPhone and then you're hooked into all their services.
Exactly. And that is music to an investor's ears.
Speaking of digital, let's shift gears and talk about a space that's been impossible to ignore these past few years: crypto.
Okay, sure.
You specifically mentioned Marathon Digital and Coinbase in your research. One's a Bitcoin miner, the other's an exchange.
Right.
Two very different ways to play in the crypto space.
Absolutely.
What's the investor angle here?
Well, you know, it's funny. Even the most traditional investors are finding it harder and harder to ignore crypto these days.
Yeah, it's everywhere you look.
Exactly. And companies like Marathon Digital and Coinbase, they represent two very distinct ways to tap into that growing interest.
Okay, I like it. Break it down for me.
So Marathon is interesting because they offer a way to bet on Bitcoin without actually buying Bitcoin directly.
So kind of like buying a pickaxe during a gold rush instead of panning for gold yourself.
The perfect analogy, Marathon is all about providing the infrastructure for Bitcoin.
So they're not trying to strike it rich finding a lucky nugget. They're building the tools for the whole operation.
Precisely. They're in the mining game and they're aiming to be one of the biggest players in North America.
That's ambitious, especially with all the talk about the environmental impact of crypto mining.
And that's a really important point. Marathon is very aware of those sustainability concerns,
Yeah.
and they're going to great lengths to power their mining operations with renewable energy sources.
So you're saying they're mining Bitcoin with windmills and solar panels?
Essentially.
Yeah.
And they even release regular transparency reports. which is a smart move to build trust with investors who are increasingly focused on ESG factors.
Okay, so Marathon is all about the picks and shovels.
Yeah.
What about Coinbase? They're more like the bustling trading post in this analogy, right?
Exactly. Coinbase is all about building a bridge between the world of crypto, which can be pretty complex, let's be honest, and the mainstream financial world.
Yeah, it can be intimidating for sure,
especially
if you're not super tech savvy.
But that's the thing about Coinbase. They've created this incredibly user-friendly platform that even your tech-averse uncle could probably navigate.
Okay, now that's impressive. It's not just about catering to the early adopters anymore. It's about making it easy for everyone, and I mean everyone, to get involved.
That's exactly right. And that accessibility is a huge part of what's attracting institutional investors. They see that Coinbase is serious about bringing crypto to the masses.
It's like they're building the on-ramp to the crypto highway.
That's a great way to put it. And they've been very strategic about it, too. They've built a ton of services specifically for institutional investors. Things like really robust security, regulatory compliance, and the ability to handle those large-scale trades.
So they're really covering all their bases. It sounds like they're betting big on the idea that crypto is here to stay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're putting their money where their mouth is, and it seems to be paying off. They're attracting a lot of attention from those big players.
Okay, so we've got our tech titans, our crypto trailblazers. But we can't talk about market movers without mentioning the 800-pound gorilla in the room, Amazon.
Right. How could we forget about Amazon?
They're everywhere these days. Is there anything that can slow them down?
Amazon is a fascinating case study in relentless innovation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're constantly pushing boundaries, whether it's drone delivery, their dominance in cloud computing with AWS, or their ventures into healthcare and groceries.
It's like they have this magic eight ball that tells them what people will want next. And then they figure out how to sell it to us.
I know, it's incredible. But that kind of constant expansion can be risky, right? What are investors saying about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is Wall Street worried about their appetite for new ventures?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But ironically, their willingness to experiment and even fail is one of the things that makes them so attractive to investors.
So they're not afraid to take risks.
Exactly. Amazon has a real knack for turning those experiments into billion-dollar businesses.
Yeah.
But even when they stumble, they're incredibly good at learning from their mistakes and moving on.
It's that whole fail fast, fail forward mentality.
Exactly. And for investors, that creates a sense of confidence. It's like Amazon is that friend who's always trying something new, and somehow it always seems to work out for them.
I need to get in on some of those experiments.
Right.
Okay. From the digital behemoth to a company that's taking a more old school approach to the future, you flagged Walgreens Boots Alliance in the research you shared. And I'll admit that one surprised me. What's the story there?
Right. They might not be launching rockets into space, but Walgreens Boots Alliance is tapping into a critical trend, the convergence of healthcare and convenience.
Yeah, I saw that they've been partnering with VillageMD to offer primary care clinics inside some of their stores. It's kind of brilliant when you think about it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
People already go there for prescriptions, flu shots, even just everyday essentials.
Right, exactly.
It's a no-brainer to offer basic healthcare in a place that's already familiar and convenient.
Totally. And it's a smart business move. As healthcare costs keep going up, people are looking for more affordable options.
Absolutely.
Walgreens is in a perfect spot to bridge that gap. Become a one-stop shop for health and wellness.
And way more enjoyable than spending hours in a doctor's office waiting room.
Okay, one last company. This one's interesting. Especially with all the ups and downs the travel industry's been through.
Yeah, for
American Airlines. You've been looking into them. Are they finally ready for takeoff?
Well, my luggage is still trying to find its way back from a trip last spring.
Oh, no.
But seriously, I'm really curious to hear your take. They've been in the news a lot lately with cost-cutting measures and plans to modernize their fleet. But is that enough to survive in this climate?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The airline industry is tough, even when things are good.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the last few years have been anything but.
That's an understatement.
Right. But here's the thing about American Airlines. They are taking steps in the right direction.
Okay.
Cost cutting is key in this industry. And a modern fuel-efficient fleet. That's crucial for competing in a world that's more and more focused on sustainability.
So it's a classic recovery play then. High risk, but potentially high reward.
Exactly. There are definitely still some bumpy skies ahead, but they're showing they're willing to adapt. And that's a really good sign for investors who are looking for opportunities in a sector that's ready to bounce back.
So much to think about. From software to mining to healthcare to airlines, it's amazing to see how companies are navigating this crazy market.
It is.
So if someone's listening to this wanting to impress their friends with their market knowledge, what's the one big takeaway they should remember?
Look beyond the headlines. Don't just follow the trends. Dig deeper. Understand why certain companies are attracting the big investors. Are they solving real problems? Are they offering something unique? Are they adaptable? Are they resilient?
Those are the things that really matter.
Right. Those are the qualities that separate the flashes in the pan from the companies that are truly built to last.
I love it. A little detective work can go a long way.
Absolutely. You might just discover the next big thing before everyone else.
That's what I like to hear. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to break all this down with us. It's been really insightful.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, happy investing.